This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
Good afternoon to you, Jan. How are you this afternoon?
I'm well. How are you?
I am most well, thank you. Very intrigued about the story that you're going to open with today, the arrest of the Cape Town gentleman for spreading untruths about COVID-19.
Indeed. This person posted a video to Facebook warning people, and this is, I think, the crux of it. You know, it's one thing to have a wacky conspiracy theory about COVID-19 and the coronavirus. It's another thing entirely when someone like this gentleman in a video advised people not to allow government workers to test them for the virus.
Why would he do that?
He said that there's a chance that the testing kits could be contaminated with the virus. And so it appears that he was drawing information from a report from the Telegraph in the United Kingdom, which found out that some of the testing kits in the UK had been contaminated, or rather key components of kits that had been imported from overseas had been contaminated, but none of those kits actually reached people. And the concern in the UK was not whether people would be infected through the use of these kits, but whether the UK's testing efforts would be hampered or slowed down because they now have to, you know, test all the kits and all the components and get new components that have not been contaminated. That was the concern, not that people would actually be exposed by contaminated kits. And we already have a problem in South Africa with not enough people being tested. And so, yes, this gentleman landed himself in hot water. He handed himself over. The DA laid charges against him, criminal charges, filed a police report for criminal charges. He handed himself in at the Paro police station, and he was due to appear in court today. We'll still find out what the outcome of that was. It's probably going to be some kind of hearing of opening statements and then postponement. That's usually how.
Let's move on to the next story, which is becoming very topical. It's the issue of data, personal data, sharing of personal data. And apparently Facebook is now sharing data with researchers.
Yes. And so, I mean, this does harken back a little bit to what happened with the scandal. The Cambridge Analytica scandal, I think it was last year. And certainly we don't want a situation like that where, you know, data that is intended for bona fide researchers, that is sort of, collected as if it's supposed to go to bona fide researchers, ends up in the hands of people who will weaponize it for the purposes of winning elections or other votes. But, part of the reason I wanted to highlight the story is to illustrate that South Africa's government is not unique in trying to get every tool in its toolbox going to do contact tracing and try and limit the spread of the virus. So here's Facebook, and it's not the only platform. Google has released a report using anonymized location data to try and track the overall movements of people to see, you know, how the movement in CBDs has changed versus residential areas, how movements
such
between certain regions.
Such a difficult one, Jan. I mean, there clearly is a public health imperative here, clearly, but at the same time, you know, there are individual rights, and a chap like Yuval Hariri would be claiming that governments who assume these kind of rights in difficult times like this are very reluctant to give them up later.
Yes, and so this was always my argument. I've been called on several times to talk about this since the first rumors of when Stella Ndebele Abrahams first appeared on camera saying that she wants this, and then Vodacom, you know, would tell us, no, that's not how they understood the request. And then Stella Ndebele Abrahams came back and said, no, this is what I mean. I want this location data. But when you read the actual regulations, it does exactly what I said they needed to do, which is there's a stop date. right? Now, obviously, those of us in positions to do so need to make sure that the government is held to account there. So firstly, this is only for the duration of the national state of disaster. And secondly, the government has promised to delete the location data at the end of this.
Or if they
can anonymize it, so depersonalize it somehow to have sort of broad strokes research data available that they can then make available to universities or whatever to do a post-mortem or something like that, then they'll do that. But if they can't anonymize the data, they promise they would delete it. Now, it's going to be up to us who are advocates for individual liberties like this to make sure that the government does this. Because, as you say, it's very, very tempting once you have power like this.
Yeah. And yeah. Clive, who listens to us, wrote now, WhatsApp owned by Facebook, bad. I mean, he's got a very strong point. They own us.
Yes, I mean, we are so dependent on these platforms. I mean, how is government mainly communicating with the South African citizenry right now? There's, you know, some of us are able to watch broadcast news and sort of keep abreast, you know, boots on the ground, vox pops, see what's happening in the country. We rely on the radio stations and so on. But the government is communicating through social networks that are owned by American corporations at the moment. And it's not just American corporations that own big social networks. Chinese corporations do as well. But in South Africa, the ones that have become the de facto standard here are the ones owned by Facebook and Twitter. And
that is,
and so, yeah, that is certainly, I did, and Google, if you count YouTube. And so, that is something that I've been thinking about a lot recently. So far it's been okay. But yeah, I mean, it shows you how interconnected the world has become, that, the very tools our government requires to disseminate information. And there's so much bad information out there that you have to fight against with good information. And we are entirely reliant on social networks to get that message out there.
Jan Vermeulen, I've got 2 minutes left and I want to play out with a song, but wow, that was food for thought. Thank you so much for your input. Lots to think about.
I'm glad, and have a good show further.